There's a room right here, a room right here, and a room right here. The doors go all the way straight through. You see all the way through them.
I've never heard of a name.
Shotgun House? You ever heard of that?
No.
What about a house with two separate rooms apart and they're connected by a roof covering this open area right here?
What would I refer to the whole house as?
Yes.
I don't know.
You ever heard of a dog trot house?
No.
No?
No.
These are common in Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard them.
Like where Faulkner was from?
No, that's not common terms.
What do you call a house like this? It has a long entry hall, so a 90-degree angle to a large single room. See this right here?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be either.
Have you ever heard of a hall and parlor house?
No.
Or flying L? See, it's shaped like an L.
Yes, L-shaped. I've heard of.
Can you remember any distinctive-looking houses? Small houses in Rainsville have a distinctive floor plan design?
Mainly, they are like L-shaped. Just one long house, the shape of an eye, you know, just one. There's several two-story houses, just mainly rectangular shaped, one story on top of the other. Our house is in a T-shape, relatively, and that's mainly, most are just simple A-frame houses. Some are A-framed, split levels. That's generally the type.
Okay, what kind of buildings house several or more families?
Apartment houses, housing complexes.
What about the kind in a row? What would you call houses all in a row like that?
A housing project.
Anything else? You ever heard of a row house?
No.
No? Okay, you said apartment housing?
Uh-huh.
How would you distinguish that from tenement?
I think tenant housing is when someone lives in someone else's house and pays room and board and therefore, but apartment housing is simply your own individual space, whoever owns it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a large building in which the residents own the building? They all share the expense of maintenance.
Boarding house.
Or what?
Or,
a lot of people have these as second homes. The mountains, on the beach.
Condominiums.
Uh-huh. You ever use condo there?
No.
No. What would you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building?
Just one level apartments.
Not necessarily, but yeah, it is in a sense that the apartment comprises the whole level of the building.
The whole level.
That level, uh-huh.
An apartment, just the flat.
A flat? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call the man who does all the minor plumbing and electrical repair in, let's say, an apartment building?
A janitor or landlord. I don't know if a landlord would do that or not.
Okay, what about the tenant in the building who is usually one who works, you know, really closely with the owners? He helps the other tenants, shows vacant apartments to prospective renters, does maybe a little bit of minor repair work.
A superintendent might do that.
Superintendent, uh-huh. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of